The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I welcome each and every one of you to the continuation of our 100-day prayer festival. Those of you who have come online on Podbean, may the Lord bless you for joining. Thank God for the lives of the song leaders and the musicians. One secret I've shared with you, which is going to begin to change your lives. And to everyone listening to me, take whatever you are doing in the house of God as a covenant. I was shocked when God told me that he's not blessing certain people. God mentioned names. I am not blessing them. I wanted to think that it is not God speaking. But it has taken me years to know how God speaks to me. Sometimes I think it is my own mind. And then I said, God, what do you mean? He said, they are doing it. Because they feel they have been asked to do it. They have not seen it as a ministry. Unto me. And so they do it in covenant. That is where I start blessing. Because I bless covenant. And the Lord said, go back to Genesis 20. What did I say to Isaac? When I told Isaac not to leave
Gerar,
but to stay in Gerar,
the family land,
that I will bless him. Then God was saying that, what did I say? God said, read it again. What did I say in verse number 4 and 5? What did I say that, what encourage Isaac to stay in the land.
Then I said in crying, Isaac, many times I said so.
I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and will give them all this land. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. Verse 5. It is in verse 5. Because
and I'm saying,
Abraham obeyed me.
Abraham
did everything I required of him.
Giving
my commands, my decrees, and my instructions. Because
and I'm saying,
Abraham was in covenant.
Abraham no apemo.
That was what kept Isaac.
Isaac.
That was what made Isaac fruitful in the family.
Isaac also above as I say so.
So until you turn your worshiping of God into a ministry, a covenant.
Okay.
I was shocked the names of people that God mentioned.
That
my blessings have not started flowing there. I
said,
God, how?
No, say, me say, no,
he said, they are enjoying my universal blessings. like the sun is shining on both the righteous and the wicked. Both the righteous and the wicked have air to breathe. When the rain is falling, it falls on the land of both the righteous and the wicked. We call them universal blessings. But there are specific blessings. There are chamber blessings. They are meant for the children of God. Those ones, they come after you have taken your serving of God and whatever you are, whether you are an usher, you are a drummer, you are what,
and you take it
as a ministry.
To the Lord
and a covenant. And do you know when something becomes a ministry and a covenant? You don't have to be called to come and
drink.
You don't have to be called to come and play.
You
don't have to be called to come and interpret. You have to be finding out, is there any program?
When I saw
here, is there a program? What's the program there?
That's
when you switch on. That's when you switch on. God's specific blessings. As we have been seeing in Isaiah 62. Tonight, this week, we are declaring, let this be my time. Let this be my time. As we did in the morning podcast this morning. Let this be my time. Isaiah 62 again in English Standard Version. Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance. Now let me explain this. It doesn't mean that God has forgotten. These people pray the promises of God. They say, God, your word says this. You who put me in remembrance, you put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. Amen.
Amen.
You know, beloved,
I don't know.
Jesus is coming soon. And do you know, one of the things Jesus wants to come and meet is a vibrant church. Vibrant believers. Visionary believers. A church full of testimonies. You know, when you read the prophets,
okay,
today like this, I started reading Ezekiel from Chapter
1
to chapter
7.
I've not finished. When I go back, I must finish Ezekiel chapter 1 to chapter 7 before tomorrow, because tomorrow too there are
what
I'll read tomorrow is there. Otherwise,
it's bad.
When you read the prophets, you realize that there are some times that the people haven't repented. God will complain and complain and complain. And say, you people are behaving like this. Be very careful. Change your ways. Change your mind. Otherwise, I will do this, I will do that. They haven't repented yet. But then God himself will say, I will do this for you.
May we are mamu.
So change.
And this is son.
Do you know?
Onim.
That's where the church is now.
And only biaya asafone do sabri.
Because if God should really take us,
na senyami fire
our current generation, who have become conscience seared. Somebody is living in sin. And nothing thinks the person again. It is normal. If God should really be himself, it will be terrible for us. But I can see that aspect of God that says that even though they are not changing, let me still show them my love so that maybe they will change. Yesterday I heard a testimony. God is doing things from somebody who is my own person.
He
said, brother, no one knows this. Only myself and my husband. You are the next person because you are a pastor. Beloved, the prayers for our family, they work. I am saying the prayers for our families, they work. I've been praying. I have two families. Three families. Deliverance Assemblies of God. My blood-related family. And those who connect to me online. I've been saying that the disease called cancer. I don't want to hear it. And I don't want to bury any of my family members with that. Yesterday, when this person was speaking to me, I was looking at her. Then what I said was that, look, God answers our prayers. You see, let's be careful. When we think that God is doing nothing, this person was diagnosed with cancer. And the way the cancer had disappeared. After some medical conditions. And he said, brother, when I was being taken through those medical, say people go through those medical conditions. The doctors will tell you that it will take you 5 years.
Now, doctor, I just say
before your hair will grow.
Answer what you mean,
before you can walk well.
Answer what you mean,
before you can be strong.
Answer when you're holding.
He said, look at me.
I see you me.
Look at my hair. Look at me.
Hear me.
She stood and she jumped.
Oh, sorry, no, oh, he
said, it is as if nothing has happened to
me.
Brother, your prayers are working for us.
And
whilst I was coming right now in the car, somebody sent me an audio. This person was diagnosed cancer. And a certain part of the person was going to be removed completely. In this house here. But then we're making declarations. And whenever we come to take communion, my healing is in this communion. My
so-and-so
is in this communion. Today, finally,
and then we hear Krano.
When the finals of the finals of the finals have come out,
now you should to
they say, which God do you worship?
I say, Nyame Ben,
which church do you go?
I sorry, Ben, Naoko.
We can't see the thing again.
You want any view?
In this house, the person is a member here.
Wait, oh yeah, sorry about what.
And the person sent me an audio.
Hello, Nyanesu Kasa, no, this summer, eh, Ebrebi.
And when we're coming to church, I was listening to the audience.
Beloved, I don't know.
If only
Sir,
I don't
know.
If only you decide not to give God no rest, to give yourself no rest, to give that situation no rest, to give the powers behind that situation no rest.
You
will testify. I said you will testify. Yesterday I was at the Church of Pentecost here. They were sending the pastor John Ado Brown.
Who
is my secretary to the GPCC?
GPCC, no, no, any church.
So I had to go there. And when the preacher was preaching,
testified
about an old lady whose husband died, leaving four children. The way she has struggled. Begging, they were calling her names and all that. Whenever people are calling her names, church members gossiping, she tells them,
no, I catch you, I say,
I am going to give back to you.
My son, they are my obio.
My children will give back to
me. My mother, son, they are my obio.
Today,
and
all the four children,
my friend, I know.
They are big men and big ladies.
Oh my, nipa kesi fuongoa.
She herself.
Onuanga sa.
America is like Accra to Kumasi for her.
Na America, there's a inkrani Kumasi okobasa.
Today she will go to this child in this state.
Na ene okwabo friendche okrowe suwa.
Now the children are fighting.
Na sabri mufanu mum el konse.
I mean over here.
Eh onu su se.
No, you are going to this one too much.
Okwabo inche dodo.
Why is that you are not coming to me?
I don't know mama inche.
Need to come and stay with me for 1 year.
Me say I feel like come.
Me you came.
Me
all the 3 months you want to go.
But
that one you went and stayed there for 1 year.
Why?
They said that is my problem now. From this state. To another state, to another country, that is all she's doing now. She's 65 years. And that's all she's doing. She's only flying the plane.
Going here.
The house they have built for her. She has put a house girl there. A very big house. Listen to
me.
Your God is alive. Your God is alive. If only you watch your ways and watch yourself. And please, let me say this again. I heard it clearly. I wish I can mention the names God mentioned to
me.
But they are not members so much of the, they are not names of the, they are members, they are names of those of us who stand here. Song, I mean, the church workers.
I'm sorry, you are a fool. Yes, I'm sorry, my keke.
I am not blessed.
I see me, Shira.
My blessing have not started yet.
Me, Shira, if you are so my brother boy, my brother boss here.
What?
I see, Adentia.
Yes.
Annie.
Because the person hasn't taken what the person is doing as a ministry and a covenant. They are, some are singing because they have a voice. So even the brag, the day they are not there, we'll see who will sing auto.
We will see who will sing tenor.
You are finished. You will serve God 100 years. You will see anything. You see the way I do my things? I do my things with passion. With seriousness.
Any
I won't die now.
Oh, who says here?
Look, God knows when he loses me, he has lost. So
he
will keep me. What is it in your life that will cause God to keep you? If you are lady, every girl is fornicating.
Now we are Baba.
But you decide to please God to keep yourself.
Wow.
Ah. That for the sake of God, I don't want to offend him. I want to keep myself. I want to keep my body. Everybody is doing this. Me, I will not do it. There is an angelic mark on you. Do you know angelic mark? God doesn't see you as just a human being. You are like an angel.
What is our bofu?
Today, everybody is doing it.
And Obia Ayebi.
Oh, don't worry, everybody is doing
it. Oh, meme how Obia Ayebi.
This is normal.
We dia be a dada jume di ekoso.
You will get everybody's blessing.
Ubenya Obia isira ni bisa.
But if you want unique, specific blessing.
Now pe insira yesronko ayesini bia ma
what doesn't work for others.
Nia.
Must work for you. Where others go and fail, you must go there and succeed. If you want to get there, consecration. You must set yourself apart. Do you know what people are telling me? We fear you. Other pastors, I didn't know this. Why are they telling me this now? They say, look, we pray for you. Because that place where you are, what God has been showing us, if we should tell you, you can't survive. But today, you have put everybody to shame. You have put everybody to shame. I say, it's not me.
I say, I'm you.
It's not me.
And me.
You can't pastor here and be fornicating.
Wait me yourself.
You cannot pastor a place like this and be sleeping with people's wives.
Wait me yourself.
Beautiful girls that you see.
Oh,
you can't pastor here and be doing things.
Now to me, yourself, how now
people say pastor is too difficult.
You
don't know me.
Who need me cry?
It is because of where I am.
And now maybe I'm winning
this locality.
Sabia, hey.
You don't pass and then be laughing, right?
Oh, now yourself now. Oh, seriously, hey, hey,
hey, you embrace. You, peace. You do this.
Oh, yes,
you
do this. Say.
It's not here you do those things.
You
will die.
Obewu.
A woman was trying to tempt me.
Obi, enkoya sonare.
I said, look, you.
I said, who?
If you tempt me to sleep with you.
Na also me ma me
know that. Sleep with you.
Na me know that.
You will die.
Obewu.
So don't try it.
It means
you will die.
Obewu.
And I will not do it.
Na means me yet da.
That is why God has done this thing
here.
I'm telling you. It is my consecration.
And I want you
my seriousness.
And he brings some of the ONT.
And do you know what God told me? He said, only those who qualify can get closer to only those who qualify can be members here. So every member of deliverance, God has qualified you. I said God has qualified you. I said God has qualified you. God was. He said, look, don't worry when people leave. They leave you because I have disqualified them. Never call anybody who leaves you. It simply means that they are disqualified. And then those who come, handle them with care. Build them into an army. Say, my Father in heaven, I am not giving myself rest. I declare, now is my time. Let this time be my time. Let this 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 be my time. My time to shine. My time to arise. My time to testify. My time to celebrate. My time to give that testimony. As I clap my hands, I declare, let this be my time. Let this be my time. Let this be my time. Let this be my time.
Yes, so go.
Say, my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
I submit myself,
I submit myself
to your authority,
to your authority.
I submit myself
to
the authority of our Lord Jesus
Christ,
to the authority of the Holy Spirit, to the authority of the blood of Jesus. I submit myself to the authority of the new covenant. I submit myself to the authority of the word of God. I surrender to your authority. As I clap my hands, I submit
I surrender.
Look, let me tell you, God is working, and you see, what surprises me is that, why is that people just came not long? The things God is doing in their lives.
Now,
people have been here 20 years.
Now,
25 years. I don't understand. Somebody has been here for only 6 months.
Obi wa mbosumi siya pe.
During my 60th celebration.
Nifi siya diyo siya every city anymore.
She said, God.
Asi yami.
I want to sow this into the life of your servant.
Mese mi diya weo wakua no abrabomo.
Give me 3 things.
Amine omi ensa.
I want a scholarship.
Ope scholarship.
To go and travel. To go and study.
No koko siya diye.
Give me visa.
Ope visa. Any ticket.
On the 9th July, the person was.
That was on chrono. Busumi.
I didn't know.
Na onim.
The person did what she wanted to do.
Oye ni obe soye.
Last 2 Sunday, a week yesterday after church.
I'm now trying to answer na nira no at the point so that you know.
The person came. He said. It was when she was testified.
Emra na odia dance no.
I
said, "Oh,
Papa."
I said, "Papa."
During your celebration.
Oh, every CD but then no man.
I told God.
You catch it, Nyami?
God.
Nyami.
I want to do this for your servant.
Be send me here with my wakua no.
Give me 3 things.
Mami ne mami esa.
Scholarship.
Obenya abodi ama akotu yade wa abo amanani. Anye visa betu kwain ticket or betu kwain.
Papa.
Papa.
This is my passport.
My passport in here.
This is my visa.
My visa is in here.
I've got the scholarship.
When you have scholarship,
I've got the ticket.
When you have ticket, you know.
The person has been in this church for only 6 months.
Oh, wow.
6 months. 6 months in deliverance. People are here 25 years.
Obi our hand, we said you no.
Do you know why I'm saying this?
What do you need to away?
This prayer we are praying.
Empire boy.
I surrender to your authority.
Don't
let prayer just come from your mouth.
Don't
just pray words.
Pray your heart.
That what you are saying is from your heart. When you say, I bring myself under the authority of the Holy, then when the Holy Spirit say forgive your wife, you will forgive.
Now, okay, so
when the Holy Spirit says, listen to your wife, you will listen.
Now,
when the Holy Spirit says, submit your husband, you will. When the Holy Spirit says, you and your husband, you should communicate. Listen to what your wife is saying. Give, I mean, wait, what the word you submit. You don't say I am.
Okay,
say
mini.
Say to me, your prayer is out from your mouth.
Now, oh yes, sir. Now
I'm telling you, your prayer
okay,
is out. Everything we pray, I leave it all.
I see ni anyone pray girl or the bunny brow.
That is why if you don't know, you touch me.
Inchina wouldn't us all come here.
I am leading by example. Ask my children what I am in the house.
I see ni oti ofie.
From my heart.
Efina come mu.
That's why whenever I pray.
Enchi na bibi obobo mpa ye bia no.
Heaven answers me.
Na osoro amani mwaye.
Say Lord.
I surrender.
I surrender to your authority.
I surrender to your authority.
I surrender my will.
I surrender my will.
I surrender my mind.
I surrender my mind.
I surrender my emotions.
I surrender my
to your authority. To the authority of the Holy Spirit. Of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of the word of God.
Of
the blood of Jesus Christ. I surrender. I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender. I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender. These are beginning prayers.
Where Ashasi Empire?
We haven't started. These are just the beginning.
Where you fi asikwa? Where Ashasi Edisiyesi?
You prepare your way.
Oh, siyesi wa kwemu.
You pray. You see, people come to prayer. We close church there. They are fighting.
Gavu ba mpayo. Enya pon asori ya haya no mo kutoka.
They are holding each other's leg.
Obi eso obi kumu no mo che. Hey.
Then you say you came to pray.
Now say what about Bobo Mpaye?
You just came to do mouth exercise.
Just say Obe 331 no keke ewo nyame.
Jaw exercise.
Just say wa boji wa panta no etimi sisisu ye do be say sisisu ye mo. Wait, Obe 33 wa panta no keke.
Jaw exercise.
A panta in 33.
We want to pray the prayer when we were praying 11-hour prayer this week. Was it 11th hour? Yeah. Was it 11th hour? When I saw the angel? Fine. 11th hour prayer.
Don't show Duba Kumpaya no.
Immediately we prayed, we started praying that prayer.
Yeah.
An angel just appeared on the screen.
Now, above what that, and when they were feeding so.
I said, wow.
I see, hey.
We want to pray it right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what is giving the devil the authority to do what he's doing in your life? Do you know why situations are not changing? The devil has a license.
A
legal right. That's why some situations are not changing. Some of the license you gave him. With your mouth.
Anyone know?
And your lifestyle. Your ancestors. The covenant they made. Some it is your parents. One day I went to my father's house. When he was, I was looking for my chemistry book.
Now
I want to refer to something.
I don't
enter his bedroom.
But
that day, I just told my mother that no, I think the thing will be in one of the boxes in your bedroom.
I said, oh, sad that no me
I entered and I saw something.
Oh, Raymond, oh, baby.
I saw old time snap. The bottle is some cave, yeah. Some way.
I see. Can't it snap? No, need to panel. I hear some.
And they have designed 7 human beings. I don't know how that thing entered because the mouth is small. But what is this? I don't know how it entered.
I did not ever know so. I did not
look at it.
I saw
Della.
I know what you know, Della.
Atawa.
Kuma.
Doris. Our local names.
They said, Omo Angasa
FED. I showed to my. I said, what is this?
I know. Did you ask Papa where they?
That thing.
I see Sadia no.
Your father said, for your protection.
I see your mobile bow.
I said, this prison.
I see where you have you.
He has put us inside the bottle.
Oh, the answer to pay more.
Then you have taken it.
God is my father.
I took it away.
Before you all cry.
He came, he got angry.
I said,
I've taken it.
Oh, well for my papa.
Number one, remove me from it.
You mean few months?
I'll give it back. How did he enter?
Everybody send a room. Oh,
it's okay. You don't ask me if you are taking. You take it.
I say, oh, maybe me say me Oro Afafa.
Say I stand.
As a child
of a new covenant,
of a new covenant,
I am no longer a victim of any old covenant. I am no longer a victim to ancestral covenant, parental covenant, generational covenant, personal covenant. I am no longer a victim. I am now. a child of the new covenant in the blood of Jesus. I am now a child of a new covenant in the blood of Jesus. I am now a child of a new covenant of the blood of Jesus. I therefore declare by the new covenant, you devil, every unyielding spirit, every unyielding power, every unyielding principality, every unyielding situation, every unyielding condition, in the power of the new covenant, I take away your legal right, your license in my life. As I clap my hands, I take away your license. I take away your license.
I take away your license.
I take away your license.
I take away your license.
I take away your legal right.
I take away your legal right over my life. Your legal right over my life. Over my life. Over my business. My job. My career. Over my friends. Over my marriage. Over my time. Over my mission. I take away. I take away. I take away. I take away. Your legal right. I take away your legal right. I take away your legal right. I take away your legal right.
It was in 2009 that I got to know a secret I never knew. I was putting up a house for my father.
Now we see that money,
Papa. Want to go to the village. Very big house, 7 bedrooms.
Now I had a crying song.
The biggest house in town. So one time I went there to check what is going on. We were going there every Tuesday, most of the Tuesdays. So over there, then an uncle of mine came from my mother's side. You have done well.
I say, oh, why are they pa?
You are breaking the covenant of your uncle. I say, what's the covenant?
I said, then they are pam.
Oh, don't you know
now
that in the whole of your our town, five towns,
I see crowe numuni muno.
Only that family rises.
Sebu sana pene epeja.
Only that family shines.
Nebu sana pene esrei.
And they go to Benin.
Now we call Benin.
To ratify that covenant every year. And it is true. Only my mother's side.
Ni mami famu kwa.
They do well.
Ano amuye yi.
He said, what are you telling? He said, oh, so you don't know?
I said, ah, oh, ni mana.
I said, I've never heard you say, oh.
I said, me too, weather.
Ask everybody.
Ask.
People are passing.
Any person, come on, to me.
Ask them.
Bisomo.
Your mother's clan.
Oh, mommy and Tomo.
That is their power.
And any omu to me.
That no one here will rise above them.
So, Obi Bienu, sorry, I pay that.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any covenant. Speaking against me,
in
the covenant behind my limitation, in the covenant behind my delay, in the covenant behind my situation, in the covenant behind my poverty, in the covenant behind my stagnation, in the covenant behind my troubles, behind painful experiences in my life, as I clap my hands, I declare.
I declare,
I am no longer
your victim.
I am no longer your victim. I am connected to the new covenant. Let the new covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ overthrow you. Overthrow you. I break myself by the power of the new covenant. I break myself from that old covenant. I break myself out. I break out. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any evil and wicked covenant behind my situation.
Behind
my medical condition.
Behind my medical condition.
Behind my marital issue.
Behind
every delay.
Behind
every limitation.
Behind
every painful experience in my life. Behind my suffering. Any evil and wicked covenant.
Behind it.
Behind my situation, I declare to that covenant.
I declare to that covenant.
I am now a child.
I am now a child
of a new covenant. Of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of the blood of Jesus Christ. I therefore declare. From now. I am no longer your victim.
I am no longer your victim.
Let the new covenant.
Let the new covenant.
Whose child I am.
Whose child I am.
Whose child I am, overthrow you, in my life,
overthrow
your influence,
your
hold,
your
power, in every aspect of my life.
Let
the new covenant, in which I am, of our Lord Jesus Christ, let that new covenant, break me out,
break
my dream out,
break
my destiny out,
my testimony
out. Break every aspect of my life. Break me out. Break me out. Break me out. Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out. Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out. Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Amen. Jesus said something to the disciples in Matthew chapter 26.
45 and 46.
Matthew 26, 45
and 46
in the Garden of Gethsemane.
You know,
I just realized that.
But who is that?
You know, the greatest weapon, one of the weapons the enemy is using against us.
Time. Speed. America.
I
realize
that we don't read the Bible with close attention. Look, I was reading, the Holy Spirit just said, I was reading Hebrews before I come to Matthew. I was reading Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. The thing I saw there, I wrote two notebooks of notes.
Hebrew
to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better thing. King James says, a better thing. That better thing.
And the Papa.
Better thing.
And the Papa.
Better thing.
And the Papa.
That means your better marriage.
Your
better husband.
Ukro Papa.
Your better business.
Wejuma Papa.
Better thing.
And the Papa.
Some translate better word. Some say better message.
Isem Papa.
So you see, it means that the blood has better for you.
The
blood wishes the best of anything for you. And when you read verse
25,
see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. Who is he speaking to?
I see. Yes, sir.
The old covenant. The principalities and powers. The blood is commanding them.
Now, more than
see to it,
yes, sir,
that you do not refuse me.
Say, oh, pull me.
Say, powers behind my situation. This is your word.
This is your word.
See to it, that you do not refuse the new covenant. You do not refuse the speaking blood. Powers behind my delay. Powers behind my frustration. Powers behind my limitation. Old covenants, wicked covenants behind my situation. Hear the word of God. The Bible says, see to it that you don't refuse. You don't refuse. He who is speaking, don't refuse the voice of the blood. You must surrender to 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 the blood. You must give way, give way, give way, give way, give way, give way, give way.
You must surrender.
Matthew chapter 26 in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yeah, Edin, Gethsemane in tumor.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 40.
Matthew
45 and
46.
Then he came to the disciples. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sin. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. No, I don't like this version. Give me NIV. Okay, start again. 45. Then he returned to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Say to someone by you.
Say, that's
your word.
Where
are you still sleeping? Are you still resting? Are you still sleeping? In this hour of the day? Are you still sleeping and resting? Are you still sleeping and resting? Over that situation? Are you still sleeping and resting? Hear the word of God. Rise. Verse 46. Rise.
Rise. Let us go.
Let us go.
Because the betrayer is here. Tell the person by you, it is time to rise up in prayer.
It is time to rise up in prayer.
It is time to arise in prayer. It is time to change your ways. It is time to take a step. It is time to take a step. It is time to cause a change according to the word of God. No sleeping again. No resting again. No sleeping again. No resting again. No sleeping again. No resting again. Shatakolaka.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
See, Father in heaven.
And that was wrong.
We lift the victory banner. Over this nation, Ghana. Over the people of Ghana. Over all the continents of the world. We lift the victory banner against principalities and powers that are ruling. We lift your victory banner. We lift the victory banner against them. We lift the victory banner against them. We lift the victory banner against them. We set souls free.
We
liberate souls. We liberate souls.
We liberate souls.
In Israel, they are the people of God. We liberate them by the victory banner over their territory. We liberate Africa. We liberate Europeans. We liberate Australians. We liberate Asians. We liberate Americans. We liberate, we liberate. By the victory banner, by the victory banner, by the victory banner, we liberate, we liberate, we liberate, we liberate, we liberate, we liberate, we set the victory banner over the areas, over this area, over this area, Kotobabi town, we lift the victory banner over the principality, over the powers,
over the powers
in this area, over the people. Of this area, we lift the victory banner. We lift the victory banner. We liberate them for Christ. We liberate them for Christ. We liberate this area for Christ. We liberate our family members for Christ. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Just thank the Lord. Bless 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 the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you very much for joining. Remember, whatever you are doing, take it as a ministry. And as a covenant.
And
there is a price to pay for everything. Somebody saw
me
yesterday.
And right.
After I went to the church of Pentecost and I came.
Ofi Pentecost oba hano.
What are you worried about?
I said then I have home or home.
You look too tired.
I said I want bread or no.
And I didn't know what to tell the person.
Na me nim ni me ka chiro ni akono so.
Then somebody around said to the person.
Obi o me chen ka chiro ni ani say.
Don't you see that pastor is fasting?
Na o ni use us for where come
here. Yes.
I see you are new, my guy.
Then I say, look at yourself.
I see what you are home.
You look so fresh.
Where from?
It's a sign that you are not fasting.
I say, oh, you are going to me.
Look how you look fresh.
You said, where from, Papa?
And me, I look ugly now.
I mean, I see I'm white.
Because I am fasting.
And then we are going to.
So, look at people's faces, how they look. Those who look very fresh.
Why? From no,
I'm telling you, those who look very fresh,
if you buy no,
they
It's a sign. Look at your face.
You look so fine. Oh, yeah, come
see. You look normal. If you are really fasting,
so we are going to the bar.
It will show you. It will show you.
Eventually.
Please, let's do what we can.
My end, eventually.
Some of you are from work.
Maybe if you are Juma.
Some of you, you haven't broken the fast yet.
Be glad that only in China come to
this point. You have positioned yourself that you want to come and break a fast.
Sana wasese onse uba be kaso ye bon happy akwa.
Look. Let it be a covenant between you and God. Let it be a ministry. And God will bless your secret covenants openly. God willing, we are continuing tomorrow. And then all the days in the evenings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wednesday morning, Friday morning, and afternoon morning podcast, 11th hour.
So,
God is taking us to another realm.
Amen.
Shall we rise? Don't forget this prayer. I am a child of a new covenant. I am no longer a victim. Ancestral covenant, generational covenant,
I want you to also
family covenant, personal covenant of my old time. I am no longer a victim. Remember this.
Look,
go and pray this well.
Now,
and you see,
now
I am not a child of the new covenant.
Now, Sabre, we are pumping from neighbor.
Let the new covenant speak.
Ma apampo frono enkasa.
Why you were rejected visa?
Baby, I have poor visa.
They will call you to come.
Your best friend, oh, Sam, bra, 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 bra,
and they will ask you.
Baby, visa, say,
were you here?
Obaham, pana.
Our record show that you came here.
Nah, say my actual go at this Obaham.
Why did we reject you?
I didn't say poor.
Say I don't know.
I say I mean a minimum.
They didn't even look at my document.
I'm not having credit anymore.
You know what they will tell you?
We are
sorry.
Yes,
I mean, bring your document.
And
then they will give you a yellow card or whatever. But go. In the afternoon or 3 days time, come for your visa. That's what is going to start happening. I'm telling you, when you pray these prayers well, and you ask your new covenant to speak, I declare into your life.
Amen.
As you are leaving this place,
amen.
I set a new covenant over you.
Amen.
I say, from today, as it has always been, you are no longer a victim of the old covenant. You
Jesus
are no longer
name.
A victim of ancestral covenant.
Jesus name.
Generational covenant.
Jesus name.
Parental covenant.
Jesus name.
Even your old covenant.
Jesus name.
Environmental covenant.
Jesus name.
Where you were brought up.
My good
where you God. Live now,
Jesus' name.
That people live in that house.
My good, yeah,
that people live in that environment. They never prosper. They never achieve this. You are no longer a victim.
Jesus' name.
You are no longer a victim.
Jesus' name.
You are no longer a victim.
Jesus' name.
You are now a child of the new covenant.
Amen.
The new covenant.
Amen.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let that new covenant.
Amen.
Speak for you.
Amen.
I usher you.
Amen.
Into that new covenant.
Amen.
Let the voice of the new covenant overshadow.
Amen.
The voice of any altar or shrine.
Jesus.
Overshadow
name.
Any voice.
Jesus name.
In your dreams.
Jesus
in
name.
Your ears.
Jesus
in
name.
Your atmosphere.
Jesus Jesus' name.
Go in your new covenant.
Amen.
And come back with a testimony.
Amen.
The name of God the Father.
Amen.
The name of God the Son.
Amen.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And when the roll is called,
your name and my name shall never.
I say when the roll is called.
Your name and my name.
I say when the roll is called.
Your name
those who have testimony. Your name and my name.
Shall never be missing.
Shalom, peace.
Peace.
Shake hands with somebody.
Shall be.
And tell the person.
I
remember.
Kai.
You are a child.
We are.
of the new covenant. You are a child of the new covenant. You are a child of the new covenant.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. That he gave his own.